Jersey politicians have voted to outlaw smacking children. They join over 53 countries, including the Republic of Ireland, who've also outlawed the practice in recent years. But the question this morning is, should we follow suits? On the line, commentators Simon Moore and Tina Calder. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
It's a difficult one, this, because when it comes to smacking, some parents feel that it's important, and this phrase of reasonable punishment comes into play. You're trying to help teach your children how to be safe and how to be careful. Tina?
Absolutely not. There is just no excuse for violence in any way, shape or form when it comes to interacting with your children and or any other human being, in my opinion. I just think that in order for us to really show children how to react and interact in the world, we have to be so careful that the lessons that we're teaching them aren't those of violence and aggression. And to me, that's just what smacking is. And I don't care if it's a light tap or if it's a full-on smack, it's the same to me.
You're a mum yourself.
I am.
And how do you discipline your child when they misbehave or they do something dangerous, for example?
So we very calmly speak to him. You know, I'm not going to say I've never shouted at him. Of course I've shouted at him. I'm a parent. I am flawed. But what we try to do is we try to explain the concepts of action and consequence. So we do explain very clear to him, you know, why we're upset or why we're disappointed or why we think something, you know, is wrong. And kids are so smart. They're so intelligent. And I think that we're just, as adults, we're very, very quick to dismiss their intelligence because they're so young. And
okay,
we have a very, very good child and we're very, very lucky, you know, from that point of view.
Simon Moore?
Well, first of all, I have to say that smacking is a deterrent and it's not physical violence, has been claimed, as if it's some sort of frenzied attack on a defenceless junior. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that children who are smacked in a controlled, caring manner by their parents grow up to be happier and more successful than those who are spared physical discipline. There's that famous phrase, spare the rod, spoil the child. But it is usually affectionate and sensitive parents who smack their children judiciously. Then if that is the case, it can be very much in that child's interests. And I just feel that the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
The difficulty, and you'll be aware of this, Simon, is when it comes to any form of violence, if it's a light tap...
It's not violence.
I understand, but any... Well, how do you describe that? Is it aggression? What is that?
It's
it is punishment.
Either. I've just said that smacking a child can be done in a controlled, caring manner.
But the whole idea of smacking a child is to inflict some level of discomfort or pain to teach them a lesson. And that is why for some there is a problem with this, because where do you draw the line as to when that moves over to being abusive?
But I think that 95%+ of parents will never be abusive to their children. They love their children. Sometimes you have to concede it's difficult to explain verbally to a child that something they have done when they're young, something they have done is wrong, perhaps hurtful to other people.
Yeah.
Then sometimes a smack can have a positive effect. Being a parent is hard enough as it is, and this blanket ban on smacking is just one step closer. All it does is pit the state and children against parents. And if we look at some of the things, since they got away with corporal punishment in schools, which was in the 1980s, there is nothing has been put in its place as a deterrent to extreme misbehaviour.
OK, let's bring in Kula Yasuma at this point, the Children's Commissioner for Northern Ireland, who's contacted the programme. Good morning to you, Kula.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Well, you heard what Simon said there. Since this was outlawed in schools, for example, nothing was put in to replace it. And sometimes a light smack can help to teach a valuable lesson.
I think Simon has outlined what would appear to be a compelling argument as to why we should smack our children. However, there is no evidence to suggest that's right. Simon just said that banning smacking against children within the home, pits the state against and parents against the child, the state and children against the parents. That is not the case. Over 50 countries, nearer 60, have already banned this, including our nearest neighbour, the Republic of Ireland. And there is no evidence that parents are being arrested and being traced through the court for what Simon describes as judicious smacking. What the evidence tells us is that often physical abuse of children starts with a light smack. And as with other things, not every parent who smacks, and most parents who smack their children as part of physical punishment do not end up physically abusing them. But physical abuse often starts with the light smack. What we know in Northern Ireland is 63% of parents support a change in the law. And now we are being left behind by the jurisdiction of Jersey, who have begun the process. They haven't outlawed it yet. They've begun the process. We need to go where the evidence tells us. We need to go where parents in Northern Ireland are telling us to go, which is, yes, we would be open to you changing the law, but give us the support to find alternative measures. I will not countenance or get involved in an argument.
You mean alternative measures of discipline?
Yes, there is a whole raft. There is a whole raft of far more successful measures around how
drugs,
drugging them, you mean? Sorry?
Drugging them, which they do in schools now. They give them get a prescription for ADHD, and then they give them drugs to calm them down.
There will be many very upset and insulted by that, and the suggestion that the people do that. ADHD is very much held up there as something that many kids and adults suffer from, and they'll be slightly insulted by that, Simon. But can I ask you, you admitted yourself that in the 1980s this was banned in schools. Why was it banned in schools?
Who are you asking? Sorry.
Sorry, to Simon. Why do you believe it was banned in schools?
Well, because people felt that some teachers up and down the country were not using the cane judiciously.
And could that apply to a parent? So if you take it outside of the school?
Sorry?
Could that apply to a parent? I'm basically saying, you know, teachers are human as well. So if they decided that it wasn't appropriate in schools, then why would that be any different in the home?
Well, I can tell you now, when it was banned, there were a vast majority of parents were against it at the time. They wanted corporal punishment as a last resort. And
resort in schools. That's the problem. The problem was there were adult humans who were abusing their power and beating the life out of children. And I don't care how many times you try to call it discipline or you try
You think everybody was. You think all the parents then, the vast majority of parents...
Okay, let's go one at a time. Tina, finish your point.
No matter how much you try to dumb it down into more palatable language, it is violence. It is using the act of hurting, harming, or making
violence.
Discomfort.
It is, sorry, Simon.
Okay, killer.
Let's go with the definition of violence. And whilst I don't want to, for 1 minute, suggest that parents smacking their children are, you know, it's a very strong term. But violence is anything that inflicts some sort of harm on another person. And even though it's mild violence, smacking your child is violence.
Well,
let's let Simon respond to that.
Well, I think what harm children is, because parents are no longer sovereign in their own homes, getting rid of smacking means that parents are not sure as to how to go about disciplining their children. So they take So they take the obvious route and do nothing. That is what harms children.
Okay, let's take some calls on this morning. Mary, good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning. I am just listening to this programme and I want to say, when you raise your hand and you hit a child, you smack a child, that is violence. What you're doing, you're teaching that child bad behaviour. And then that child will grow up and think it's normal to bully, to beat, to smack other kids.
Oh, so people of the 1980s who were cane then are all violent, are they? Now they're adults.
Excuse me, I have to finish my point. Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
Thank you. Now, I came from a very violent... The parent lost control. His anger was terrible. I had to learn how to stand up for myself because I was bullied at school. And then when I fought, I thought, this is wrong. This is wrong. I brought my kids into the world. I brought them in to teach them love, respect, and unconditional love, and not to hurt or harm one human being.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Bob in Portadown next. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Vinnie.
Go ahead, mate.
I phoned on up on a simple point at first, but now when I hear about teachers,
yes,
when I went to school in the 60s, some of those teachers would now be in jail for the things they've done on me. Now, that's not the point I was going to make.
What impact did that have on you when you were caned or slapped at school?
Nothing really. You accepted it only in later life when you've seen those people walking the street as upper class. I used to think to myself, I'd love to get out and give that man a smack.
Well, this is an interesting point that Bob makes, Simon, and I know, Bob, you haven't got to your full point, but you wouldn't go up to an adult and slap them. An adult to an adult, it would not be seen as acceptable. You could end up being in front of the police, or you could end up being sued. So why would we say it's okay then to slap younger people, children, who are much more vulnerable?
Exactly. Simon,
let's get Simon back in for that.
I was just going to say, as I said earlier, I think it is sometimes difficult to explain verbally to a child that something they have done, even something hurtful to other people, is wrong. Then
no, it's only difficult
a judicious
if you're not
smack
the time
can have a positive effect.
Excuse me, sir. When I went to school, now, I got smacked. I come from a family of 14, and many a good slap I got at home, and many a good slap I give my kids. But when a teacher made you put their hand on the table in a woodwork class and sawed them till the blood came out of your hands.
Well, I mean, this is just extreme. I'm not talking about this.
I say those people should be in jail.
They should. I totally agree. It's got nothing to do with the argument, but I totally agree with you. They should be.
Okay, let's go
to the issue, Vinnie.
Okay, yes, Cullen.
Vinnie, that's the issue. It's the when do you stop? The issue is that we know more about child development than we ever did then. Parents are screaming out for advice, and advice has been issued by the Department of Health. Our own parenting support organisations give advice on alternative forms of punishment, of disciplining our children.
Or drugging them.
By the end, I'm sorry, Ben is already...
Let's leave that element to one side, that. Simon, because you'll have to agree. But again, though, many people are diagnosed with that condition, and it's not appropriate or necessary to say that that's done just to keep them quiet. It's done for a good reason.
In your opinion.
Any medication issued to a child is issued by a doctor. It's not issued by a parent, and it's not prescribed by...
I think it's awful. I think it's appalling.
By the end of this programme, on our Twitter feed, we will have all the information that is available in Northern Ireland for parents in Northern Ireland about alternative forms.
Okay, what is that Twitter handle, Cullen?
It's at NIChildcom. And it will be there, and it will tell you where to go to get information. Parents are crying out for it, and it is there.
Okay.
There is a lot of support for parents to find, and that is what they want.
Okay.
What they want is clear guidance.
Okay. I just want to try and get some calls in. Sorry to talk over you, Cullen, just before we hit the news at 10 o'clock. Alan in Antrim. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
When I was small, my father would have given me a skate in the backside. And I think a wee skate in the backside doesn't do anybody any harm.
Okay, Alan, thank you. Let's go to June in Banbridge. Good morning, June.
Good morning.
I get the difficulty with this discussion, June, is that some people will think, you know, a mild slap is one thing, but then it's the line when that becomes more aggressive and becomes more painful, and then it moves over from discipline to abuse, basically. And how do you draw that line, June?
Well, really, I tell you something. See, when I was a child and I did something wrong, my mother gave you a hiding for it. And you see, when I went to school, I never was caned once in school. I respected my elders. Did me know. See, when my mummy shouted at us, I hated it because I thought it was never going to end. At least you got your slap over and done with. See, I don't know. I look at schools now. There was some young fella running around with a hatchet or something the other day.
Would you support this ban if it was brought in here?
I would not indeed. A great slap does them no harm.
Okay.
I've reared my children. I love them dearly, and they love me.
Okay. June, thank you very much. Thanks to Cooley Yusuma, Simon Moore, and Tina Calder as well.